请我们一起来默祷。
We bow our heads and pray in silence.
Amen. 奉主耶稣的圣名，我们来开始下午第二节的学习。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we commence our second session of learning.
我们唱诗403首。
Let's sing hymn 403. Please be seated.
我们继续来看提摩太前书第三章。
Let's continue looking at 1 Timothy chapter 3.
从第二章到第三章是保罗告诉提摩太要在教会中建立次序。
Chapter 2 and chapter 3 both contain words of how we should establish order in a church.
那在第二章里面我们可以看到保罗指示提摩太要教导教会教导信徒在教会中男女中应该有次序。
In chapter 2, it records how there should be order amongst men and women in the church.
用他的美德来维持这个次序。
That we should use our virtue to maintain this order.
那一旦有这个美德啊，次序就很自然形成。
And this order will naturally exist with virtue.
所以这个次序不是一种很强迫的啊，大家很不情愿的这样强制的要求。
This order that we speak of is not forced.
而是当我们内在的灵性成长，我的美德增加的时候，那个次序自然就出现了。
But rather, as our spirituality and virtue grow, then this order will naturally be attained.
那这个次序一旦形成，就会变成教会的一个传统。
And once there is order, then it will eventually become church tradition.
我们知道，外面的社会的文化常常跟圣经教训不同。
As we know, society'sCulture is often different from what the Bible tells us.
在社会的文化里面根本就没有在教导这些东西。
Society doesn't teach us any of these things.
所以我们需要用圣经的教训来建立新的文化。
Hence, we need to use the teachings of the Bible to establish a new culture.
所以我们在教会里面有教会的文化。
In church, there is a culture in its own.
那文化从哪里来？
And where does this culture come from?
不一定说你住在美国就把美国搬进来，然后你移民从哪里来，那个地方的文化再搬进来，不一定是这样。
It doesn't mean that just because you live in the States and you bring in the American culture, or if you're an immigrant, then you bring in your immigrant culture.
那你会发现这样有很多文化上的冲突。
Because when you do so, then there will be cultural conflicts.
但是当我们在圣经里面很深入的去查考，你就发现圣经里面有一套的生活方式。
Rather, when you study the Bible, then you will learn that there is a particular way of living that we should have.
那我们把圣经的教训活出来，那就是另外一套文化。
And so if we live out the teachings of the Bible, then we establish a certain sort of culture.
所以我们在教会里面呢，要建立新的文化，以圣经为主。
In church, we need to establish our own culture that puts God first.
所以一个人信主的困难常常是因为他在这个文化太久，现在要转到圣经里面，这个文化有时候会很难适应。
So people sometimes have difficulty adjusting because they've lived in society's culture for so long. It is hard to adjust to the biblical culture.
但是我们在转变这个文化，一个最基本的前提是，我不是属自己，我是主耶稣买来，我是属他的。
But in order to do so, we need to first come to the understanding that we don't live for ourselves, that we have been bought at a price by Christ.
主耶稣是我的主。
Lord Jesus is our God.
所以我愿意顺服他。
So I am willing to follow him.
在这个基础下，我们才能够很甘心、很乐意的来接受新的文化。
With this understanding as our foundation, then we will be willing to accept this new culture.
那第三章就在讲教会另外一个次序。
Chapter 3 records another form of order.
就是教会是神的家。
The church is the house of God.
我们现在来看第三章提摩太前书。
Let's look at 1 Timothy chapter 3.
15节。
Verse 15.
第三章十五节。倘若我单言日久，你也可以知道在神的家应当怎样行。这家就是永生神的教会，是真理的柱石跟根基。
Verse 15.If I am delayed, you will know how people ought to conduct themselves in God's household, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and foundation of the truth.
这个地方保罗说我单言日久，就是保罗他没有办法到以弗所去
So when Paul speaks of the delay, it's talking about his delay about from going to the church of Ephesus.
所以在第一章第三节，保罗只是提摩太，你要留在以弗所，让他告诉他们这些事情。
That is why in chapter 1, verse 3, he had told Timothy to stay in Ephesus to tell them these things.
那我写这个信，所以你就知道在神的家应该要怎么行。
I write this letter so you will know how to conduct yourselves in the church.
那这个包括第三章的教训。
And this includes the teachings that are recorded in chapter
3. 那我们仔细看第一节到第七节讲做监督的资格。
So in chapter 3, verse 1 through 7, it talks about the qualifications of overseers.
那第八节一直到十三节讲做执事的资格。
8 through 13 speaks of the qualifications of deacons.
那我们第一个反应，我也不是监督，我也不是执事，这一段跳过去吧。
So your initial reaction may be, I'm not an overseer or a deacon, maybe we should skip this passage.
但是你仔细看第一节。
But if you look at verse 1,
这一段跟你有关系。
Oh, this has to do with you.
包括每个年轻人。
Every young person here.
第一节。
Verse 1.
如果你想要得监督的职分，就是羡慕善工，这个话是可信的。
Here is a trustworthy saying. If anyone sets his heart on being an overseer, he desires a noble task.
诸位，我们年纪轻轻都有一个理想。
Granted, we are all young and we have aspirations.
我要当科学家，我要当老师，我要当教授。
I want to be a scientist, a scholar, a professor.
都是地上的。
But those are all things of this world.
这里告诉我们有一个新的理想。
But here it speaks of a higher aspiration.
我要当监督。
I want to be an overseer.
哦，我想得到这个职分。
I want to gain this position.
那这是羡慕善功的，这不是骄傲。
And this is desiring a good deed. This is not pride.
如果没有一个人想当监督。
If no one wants to be an overseer,
这个教会有问题啊。
There's a problem with this church.
我们有一个地方的教会啊，已经成立总会了，要选这个总会的主席，找不到。圣职人员啊，就是说找一个弟兄来。
So in there's this particular church and they had already established the council, but they couldn't find someone to head the council. So they chose
总会啊 ，general assembly.
Oh, there's a general assembly and they couldn't find someone to head it, so they chose a brother.
因为有一段时间呢、啊，每个信徒都立志赚大钱、啊。
Because everyone was so busy making lots of money.
我用钱来奉献给教会就好了。
And they felt that oh, as long as I offer lots of money, that's good enough.
这个教会找不到人可以安立长老，表示缺乏人才，不是世界的人才，缺乏属灵的人才。
So this church could not find ordain anyone as a minister because there was a shortage of spiritual labor.
所以这里说啊，你想要当监督这个职分，这个是羡慕上，这是好的。
So here it says that if you desire to be an overseer, this is a good thing.
我也听人一直要把第一节解释说，这不是这个意思，这个不是那个意思，但是我读来读去就是这个意思。
And of course, some people say that's not what it means, but I keep reading this passage, and that's what it means.
那为什么要我想要得监督的职分，这不是骄傲呢
？So why is it?That to desire to be an overseer is why is it that not considered pride?
如果我们把监督这个职分哦当做啊照相就排第一排了哦，然后大家跟他尊重称呼他长老了哦，就是这样而已啊。当然这就是一种骄傲，你要高高在上，要自大。
If you take the overseer simply as someone who gets to sit in the front row during picture taking time or is referred to as an elder, then of course that is something that, desiring that is a form of pride.
但是为什么这个不是骄傲?
But why isn't it considered pride?
你仔细看他的资格跟他要做什么?
Because if you look at the qualifications and the job duties,
你就发现了,这不是骄傲。
Then you'll realize this is not pride.
他资格很高啊。
Because there are high qualifications involved.
从第二节一直讲到第七节。
It's recorded from verse 2 through 7.
诸位，为什么你一直要读大学再读研究所呢
？So why do you have to study through college and grad school?
就是因为你要预备自己将来在社会上能够立足。
Because you want to prepare for yourself when you enter into society.
所以你花几年的时间。
So that's why you dedicate your couple years.
但是这些世界上的成就都会过去的。
But all these successes in the world will pass.
这个理想不是永久的。
And these aspirations are not eternal.
但是如果你有一个属灵的理想。
However, if you have a spiritual aspiration.
当然你要准备。
Then you also have to make preparations.
你要追求。
You have to pursue it.
那等你研究所毕业了，你得到一个很好的工作。
Let's say you graduate from grad school and you get a good job.
你就很投入的进去。
And you immerse yourself in your job.
那从30岁到了65岁，大概35年。
So you may work from around the age 30 to about 65 years. So that's 35 years of work.
假设年薪10万。
So let's just say your annual salary was 100K.
从 30岁到60岁，你赚350万。
So let's say in those years you earn about 3.5 million.
你人生最黄金的一段时间，就公司把你用350万买过来了。
So the prime age time of your life, your company has bought you for 3.5 million.
那这350万你可以做什么？
What can you do with 3.5 million?
住好的房子。
You can live in a good house.
开好的车子。
You can drive a nice car.
很舒服的度假。
You can go on great vacations.
生活水准什么都最好的。
So you could always live in the highest standard.
就比别人高了。
You are always better than other people.
你有一个安乐窝。有一个很安乐的一个窝。
Oh, you have a comfortable little, niche.
但这个梦可能实现，但是你一死全部都完了。
Granted, you can achieve this dream, but once you die, it is all gone.
你很努力去追求，你达到了；你很努力投注，你得到了。
You put in so much effort, and you achieve it, and you strive and you gain it.
但是你退休以后就开始往下退了。
But once you retire, you start deteriorating.
那另外有一条路，属灵的追求。
Now there is another path that you can take, which is your spiritual pursuit.
对，你如果想当监督的职分。
Now,If you want to be an overseer,
从现在开始你要预备。
Then you need to start preparing yourself now.
可能要好几年的时间的努力。
It may take many years of effort.
让神来验证你，看中你。
For God to look at you.
让大家来肯定你。
For others to affirm you.
所以你得到这个职分。
And you may finally achieve this position.
这个职分在神面前是极其宝贵的。
But this position is so precious in the eyes of God.
所以你看启示录里面，那个24位长老是在宝座的面前啊。
In the book of Revelations, we see that the 24 elders are sitting on the throne.
将来在神的面前是极其宝贵荣耀的。
And see how glorified they are before God.
这需要一段的追求。
And it takes effort.
当你达到这个职分之后，
When you finally achieve this position,
你要履行这个职分的责任需要多少的付出？
Then you have to sacrifice to maintain, to fulfill the duties of this position.
但是这个付出都写在生命册上的。
Yeah.Everything that you sacrifice will be recorded in the book of life.
将来你要得到那个荣耀的一个根据。
And one day you will be justified.
所以这个第三章第一节就告诉我们，人生要有目标。
Chapter 1 verse 3 tells us that we need to have a goal in life.
要有属灵的理想。
We have a spiritual aspiration.
这样我们人生才会走对的方向。
Only then will we be able to head in the right direction.
那我们再看监督这个职分的资格是什么。
So let's continue to study the qualifications of an overseer.
首先的资格二节到三节。
So beginning in verse 2 and 3.
就是修身，我们本身的灵修。
It requires self-cultivation.
四节到五节。
Verse 4 through 5.
是我们的家庭。
We need to manage our family.
然后六节到七节。
Next verse 6 through 7.
是我们社会的生活。
Has to do with our life in society.
修身齐家，然后在外面社会的生活有好名声。
So you need to have self-cultivation, manage the family well, and have a good reputation.
这需要相当的努力。
This takes a lot of effort.
那我们教会如果有这样的话，我们教会会又会有很多的这个柱石人才，柱石 pillar。
So if we can achieve this, then we'll have many pillars in this church.
你看那个911那个飞机，那个两个倒下去，不是被飞机撞倒了。
So remember back in 9/11, the two buildings collapsed not because of the two planes.
为什么倒下去？
Why did the buildings collapse?
因为这个汽油燃烧高热，它那个柱子软下去了，整个建筑就倒下去。
It was because the flames caused the pillars to melt, and that's why the buildings collapsed.
那保罗说彼得、雅各、约翰是教会的柱石。彼得、雅各、约翰是教会的
Paul says that Peter that the apostles, they were the pillars of the church.
彼得、雅各、约翰。
Peter, James, and John were the pillars of the church.
所以整个这个使徒教会是当然在神的恩典下，这个三个人很有力量把它顶起来。
The church was blessed because the three pillars held it firm.
那我们现在仔细看我们的教会。
Today, if we look at our church,
就是我们北加州的教会。
If we look at the church in the North Bay Area,
除了圣何西教会有执事，其他都没有。
The San Jose Church is the only one with ordained deacons. No other church does.
除了东湾教会一个长老，其他都没有。
We have one elder in East Bay, but that's it.
所以我们的目标要安立更多长老执事。
So if our goal is to ordain more deacons and elders,
那跟教会的负责人一起合起来兴旺我们的教会。
so that they can work together with the church councils to grow our church.
当然跟众信徒大家一起团队 来进行。
Then it requires the congregation's effort.
但是长老执事是柱子。
But nevertheless, the elders and the deacons are the pillars of the church.
那我们大部分教会都没有长老执事。
Now most of our churches don't have elders or deacons.
所以这个就是我们努力的目标。
And that is something we need to strive for.
这不叫做骄傲，这个叫做羡慕善工。
It is not pride, but it is a desire for good work.
因为这个资格很高，这个投入很大。
It's because it requires a lot of dedication and sacrifice.
但是这个对自己有益处，对这个对教会有帮助。
Nevertheless, it's good for ourselves and it's good for the church.
我们来看。
Let's look at verse 2.
这个说做监督的必须无可指责。
So now the overseer must be above reproach.
这个是太高了，无可指责。
That's a high standard that you have to be above reproach.
没有重大的缺点。
That you are without any great wrongs.
这个是相当高的标准。
That is a very high standard.
神告诉亚伯兰。
God told Abraham.
你要在我面前做完全人。
That you must be blameless before me.
这个叫做无可指责。
That's what it means to be above reproach.
我们现在平常啊，一生出来到处都是缺点。
From the time that we are born, we are full of shortcomings.
所以我们现在一直在学习，就是希望我们能够进步，到最后重大的缺点能够越来越少，到最后没有。
So our goal in life is to live and gradually remove our shortcomings so that we can reduce them.
因为这个无可指责就是代表一个人的灵性。
Now, to be above reproach is something that has to do with our spirituality.
请问主耶稣有什么缺点？
Now, was there any shortcoming in Jesus Christ?
没有。
No.
因为他是完全的。
Because he was perfect.
请问保罗有什么缺点？
Was there any shortcoming in Paul?
没有。
No.
因为他说我活着就是基督。
Because he says I live, to live is Christ.
重大的缺点没有了。
So he has no major shortcomings.
摩西叫做神人。
Moses was considered a man of God.
重大的缺点没有了。
He had no major shortcomings.
这个无可指责就是代表一个人的灵性差不多是完全。
So to be above reproach means that your spirituality is essentially perfect.
所以这个是我们努力的一个目标。
That is a goal that we need to strive for.
那怎么样让我们无可指责？
What do we need to do to be above reproach?
那下面就有几点重点了。
So there are a couple main points.
下面说只做一个妇人的丈夫。
That you need to be the wife of one, the husband of one wife.
当然，你如果跟两个结婚，你犯奸，你根本就没有资格了。
Of course, if you marry two people, then you've committed adultery, so you're not even eligible.
那为什么说只做一个妇人的丈夫？
So why does it say that you're the husband of but one wife?
这当然包括他信主以前，他如果跟两个女人同时结婚，有两个太太，这个就不适合。
Of course, it also means that if before you come to believe you had more than one wife, then you're no longer eligible.
为什么？因为这跟神造一个男人跟一个女人结婚的这个规条不一样。
Doing so would be contrary to God's rule of creating one man for one wife.
所以这个就需要做一个妇人的丈夫。
So you must be the husband of but one wife.
下面说要有节制。
Then you must be self-controlled.
这个有节制就是对每一件事情不会走极端啊。
To be self-controlled means that you do not go into the extremes.
所以他的生活可以变成很中庸。
That you are very even.
这是一种功夫啊。
And it takes work.
所以这个有节制有好几种啊。可以看法。
So being temperate and self-controlled, there's different ways of looking at this.
比方说你对事业的追求。
When you look at your pursuit in society.
当然圣经也没有说你可以做到什么程度。
The Bible never tells you how much effort you should put.
但是如果我们对事业的追求倒会影响我们的信仰，那就是我们要刹车。
But if you strive in the society above your efforts at work, at church, then you might have to put a break.
本来你参加圣餐礼常常会很感动。
In the past, perhaps you attend Holy Communion, you're always touched.
但是因为你太忙。
But because you've gotten too busy.
忙到最后你的心已经冷漠了。
You've gotten so busy that your heart has grown cold.
参加圣餐礼也没有感觉。
And you no longer have any feeling when you attend the Holy Communion.
这个就是要节制的时候。
And that's the time to be temperate.
那没有人说你不可以继续。去追求你的事业。
No one's telling you that you can't continue to pursue the world.
但是当你开始对神没有感觉。
But if you've gotten to the point where you no longer have any feeling for God,
灵性已经发生问题了。
Then there's something wrong with your spirituality.
这个就是节制。
And that's what it means to be temperate.
那有这样的生活的表现才能够当教会的榜样。
Only when you can live like this, then can you serve as an example in church.
所以这个节制常常也是一种世界上的牺牲。
So in order to live a temperate life requires sacrifice.
你看很多人很有成就是因为全部都投进去。
People are often successful because they have given their all.
连家庭生活的时间，连他信仰都投进去。
They sacrifice their family life and their spiritual life.
所以他事情很成功。
And that's why they're successful in society.
难道这样的人就能够在教会里面当长老吗？
Can such a person be an elder in the church?
他没有节制，本身已经不能够当榜样。
He is not temperate, so he cannot serve as an example.
所以这个我们人要在教会做榜样，要节制。
So in order to serve as a role model, we need to be temperate.
就对每一件事情的追求到一定程度，你觉得说这个对灵性有问题，哦，会影响我服侍神，就那个地方要有节制。
You can strive for things, but when you realize that it affects your relationship with God, then you need to hold back.
啊，当然，我们在私人的生活上啊，每件事情都要节制。
Of course, we need to have self-control and be temperate in all sorts of things in your personal lives.
啊，你在家里面看电视看到12点还不睡觉，你要立长老吗？
If you're watching TV till midnight, can you be an elder?
哇，这个很难吧？
Be difficult.
因为没有节制。
Because you have no self-control.
你看 football.
If you're watching football.
那礼拜天访问我没有时间，今天我刚好 final 这个最好看。
And it's Sunday, you're supposed to go on visitation. I have no time because it's the final round.
那这一种生活方式已经没有节制了。
Then that means that you're not living a controlled life.
节制就是很重要的圣工，教会的工作要先做，然后啊，你自己的工作才去做。
Being temperate means that you put God's work first, and then what with the leftover time, then you do your own work.
那因为你要做圣工，所以你对自己的私生活需要有一个节制。
If you want to do God's work, then you also have to put a limit to your own life.
所以有时候我们对一个出信慕道者说啊，有时间请你来帮忙这个，帮忙那个。
So when we speak to the new believers, often we say, oh, if you have time, then can you help out with something?
因为他灵性只到那个地方，所以有时间嘛，你的事情全部都做完了，有时间请你来。
And because they're so new to the faith, that's why you can only say, when you're done with your own work, then can you help with this?
但是我们当教会的柱石。
But if you are a pillar of the church,
我们需要把自己的生活把它有节制，然后拨更多时间来服侍神。
Then you need to set limits to your own life so that you can make time for God.
所以已经不是说你如果有时间了。
So it's no longer a matter of whether you have time or not.
这个生活很重要。
Because if this is very important.
所以请你安排时间。
This work is very important, so please make time.
那怎么安排？
Now how do you make time?
你就有一些事情你要调整。
You have to adjust yourself.
这个就是节制。
And that's what it means to be temperate.
节制代表一个人的成熟。
And self-control, because that's maturity.
因为这个代表你能够控制你自己。
It means that you can control yourself.
当一个人能够控制我们自己。
If a person can control himself.
我们在带领教会的时候才不会放纵。
Then,
我们在带领教会才不会放纵。
Then you will not indulge when you are leading others. 因为
你里面有一个内在的原则在约束你。
Because you have a limit within.
你有一个很清楚的价值观在里面约束你。
You have absolute standard from within to guide.
那这样就可以当教会的榜样。
Then you can serve as a role model for the church.
所以更多人说我要得到监督的职分，这个是善牧圣工，是好的，因为这个标准非常高。
If more people desire to be an overseer, it is a noble task.
那下面说要自守。
And it says that we have to have self-control.
那下面一个。
And respectable.
再下。
Hospitable.
自守端庄，那英文叫 respectable, 值得尊重的。
That you have to be respectable.
那英文中文翻作自守端正。端正就是很正派。
So you are upright.
这个人就可以值得人尊敬。
When you are upright, you're worthy of respect.
所以我们在教会里面这个做事情啊，有时候常常会想是自由派呢，保守派呢。
When you're doing holy work, some people will say, "Are you conservative or are you liberal?"
应该在教会里面没有这样。
There shouldn't be such differences in church.
但是如果一个人能够比较回归于圣经的教训是比较保险。
But it's always safer to come back to the strict teachings of the Bible.
要放纵比较简单啊。
It's easier to be relaxed.
所以这个 respectable, 中文翻作自守端正，这个是很重要的。
So it's important to be respectable.
那下面乐意接待远人。
Next, being hospitable to those who come from afar.
对人有爱心啊。
So you're one who treats others with love.
那善于教导。
able to teach.
这个教导什么？
So what are you teaching?
真理的教导。
Teaching the truth.
我们仔细看这个长老跟执事里面有一个很重要的重点。
Elders and deacons all have an important task.
就是要持守真道的奥秘。
They need to hold on to the spiritual mystery.
第九节。
Verse 9.
他存清洁的良心固守真道的奥秘。
That they must keep hold of the deep truths of the faith with a clear conscience.
我们呢有时候听人在引这个使徒行传第六章。
And sometimes people will refer to Acts chapter 6.
说那六个人啊，七个人就管理饭食。
When they speak of the deacons, how they were in charge of managing the food.
然后通常都把它解释说那是选执事。
And we explain that as those are deacons.
但是圣经里面呢，你没有办法看得出来那个地方是选执事。
But we can't actually know for sure from the Bible whether those are the appointed deacons.
那个地方是在选管理饭食的人。
Because there they were selecting someone to oversee the food distribution.
那这个执事的资格是到第八章第八节才开始讲。
Now the qualifications of the deacon isn't really described till verse 8.
所以我们不要把教会的执事当作他就是管理饭食的。
So let us not think that deacons are those who watch for the food.
所以事务性都是他们去做的。
That they should do all those works.
不是这样。
That's not the case.
长老跟执事的重点是持守真道的奥秘。
Elders and deacons are in charge of upholding the truth, the deep truth of faith.
因为保罗到处去建立教会。
Paul went about establishing churches.
后来就把教会交托给长老执事去管理。
And afterwards, he handed these churches to the deacons and the elders to maintain.
那我们仔细看这个教会有一个很重要的功能是什么？
And there's an important responsibility.
就是功能 function.
Function.
就是十五节。
In verse 15.
这下半句，这家就是永生神的教会，是真理的柱石跟根基。
Right, which is.The Church of the Living God, the pillar and foundation of truth.
教会是真理的柱子，还有真理的根基。
The Church is the pillar and foundation of truth.
所以不同的教会，你看他在传不同的道理。
Different churches preach different truths.
因此，这个教会既然是教会既然是真理的柱石，那这个教会的真理啊，就是要借着长老执事把它维持下去。
It is the pillar that is the foundation of the truth. So then the elders and the deacons are the ones that uphold this pillar.
所以这个长老执事主要的功能很重要的一个条件就是在真道上能够固守奥秘。
So the major duty of the elder and the deacon is to uphold the mystery of the truth.
我美国总共有一个真理研究会。
We have a truth research committee in the U.S.
里面有九个人。
And there are 9 members.
我现在看起来有一点忧虑啊，就是以前都有差不多一半是长老执事，一半是传道。
And we're a bit worried right now because it used to be half were about deacons and elders, and the other half were ministers.
那现在我们发现了真理研究会啊，越来越多的传道人，长老执事越来越少。
We've noticed that this community is now made up of majority ministers, and the minority are the deacons and elders.
所以这个我们必须要逐渐的把它导正，就是长老执事最重要的功用啊，很重要的功用就是持守真道的奥秘，在教会以纯正的道理来教化人。
And we need to realign this because the main purpose of the elders and the deacon is to keep hold of the deep truth of the faith.
因此再回到第三章啊，提摩太前书。
To looking back in chapter 3 of 1 Timothy.
第二节最后一句说啊，乐意接待远人，善于教导人。
Hospitable and able to teach.
那第三节。
Verse 3.
不饮酒之事。
Not given to drunkenness.
当然不能醉酒。
Of course, you shouldn't get drunk.
当然最好是不要喝酒。
Even better to not drink at all.
因为人常常喝酒，到最后人就会上瘾了。
Because an elder who drinks will probably get addicted.
虽然没有醉酒，但是没有一杯酒，觉得这一餐不够好。
Perhaps they don't become an alcoholic, but if they think that a meal is not complete without a drink.
所以你到他家里面每一餐都有酒。
And so every meal comes with a drink.
那没有醉酒啊。
I'm not drunk.
但是这样大概会很困难。
But that's
带领教会。
Probably will make it hard to lead a church.
所以最好是不要喝酒。
So it is ideal to not drink at all.
不打人。
Not violent.
那现在这个酒代表什么？
What does alcohol represent?
圣经说不要醉酒，乃要被圣灵充满。
Here it says do not be drunk, but to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
酒代表世界的娱乐。
The drink represents the pleasures of this world.
如果你的生活要很多的世界的娱乐。
So if your life requires so many all these pleasures in the world,
这个代表内心的虚空。
Then that means that your heart is empty.
不是不可以。
It's not in wrong.
但是当神充满在我们里面的时候，
but if God is filled in your heart,
我们对这个世界的娱乐，你常常会觉得你已经不需要了。
Then you come to feel that you don't need any of these indulgences of the world.
因为主耶稣变的酒比自己准备的更好。
Because the wine that Jesus made, created was better than the wine that was prepared.
那个酒是什么？
And what is this wine?
就是圣灵充满，涌出一种内在的平安跟喜乐。
The Holy Spirit that brings out the peace and joy.
比那个世界的娱乐更好。
It is better than any pleasure that this world can give.
所以你家里如果有很多的那个电视，什么庭院深深什么东西，啊，很多的录影带啊，你看不完，这个就很难在教会承担重要的圣工。
So if you got a big if you have a big TV at home with many DVDs, then it'll be hard to take bear on great responsibilities in church.
因为这代表我们灵性虚空。
Because it means that your spirituality is empty.
神没有充满，神充满你可以不需要，你可以用，但是你可以不需要。
That God has not filled you because you don't need any of this.
有的信徒问，可以不可以去拉斯维加斯？
Some members will ask, is it okay to go to Vegas?
圣经也没有说不可以。
Bible doesn't say we can't.
那问题是，是不是需要？
So the question is, do you need to go?
如果你要去那边绕一绕，你才会满足，这个就是灵性有问题。
If you have to go and wander around to feel good, then there's something wrong with your spirituality.
但是如果你去看看索多玛像什么样子，感谢主，这没有问题。
But if you want to go see what Sodom's like, well, thank God, that's not bad too.
所以很多事情我们对它的反应，其实是在反映我们的灵性。
So how you react to something really is a reflection of your faith.
而不是可以不可以。
It's not a whether it's something's permissible or not.
是在回应我们的灵性到底跟神亲近到什么程度。
But it's all a reflection of your closeness to God.
所以这里讲不要。不要醉酒，现在应该是讲不要醉于世界的。
So it says, do not be given to drunkenness, as in, do not be drunk with the pleasures of this world.
那不打人，当然不能有暴力。
Not violent, meaning you don't hit people.
你看摩西在带领以色列百姓。
When Moses led the Israelites,
以色列不讲理的。
They were unreasonable.
红海旁边。
They were by the Red Sea.
他埋怨摩西。
And they were bitter against Moses.
如果摩西是40岁，他又能用手打死过人呢？
If Moses was only 40 years old at that time, he could have hit them.
袖子卷起来就打起来。
He would roll up his sleeve and started beating everyone.
这样还能够过红海吗？
Would they be able to cross the Red Sea?
这不打人就是没有暴力，内心有温柔，没有那个暴力的倾向。
Not violent, meaning that you're gentle in heart.
那这样哦，我们才能够对待教会里面各种不同的人。
And only then can you deal with the different types of people in a church.
有时候我觉得当传道很有趣。
Sometimes I think it's quite amusing being a minister.
什么样的人你都可以遇得到。
You meet all sorts of people.
那这就真的需要有一点很大的这个柔软的心了。
And it really requires a gentle heart.
所以不可以打人。
You can't hit anyone.
当然你不可以用手打人。
Of course you can't hit them with your hand.
但是你也不可以用言语杀人。
But you can't kill, hit people with their speech.
讲一句话，然后回去，然后晚上睡不着，血压升高。
Because if you say something wrong, then you go home and your blood pressure goes up and you can't fall asleep.
所以现在虽然我们没有用手去打人，但是有的人常常用刀刺人。
So even though we do not hit people with our hands, we often strike people with our sword.
这样也难负担很重要的圣工。
Then when you do this, you cannot take on this great spiritual task.
所以温柔，不可以打人，不可以用言语伤人。
So you must be gentle and not quarrelsome.
那下面。
And next.
不增进。
Not quarrelsome.
在下面。
And then not lover of money.
Okay. Yeah. 不增进哈，就是跟人不要常常跟人在吵争吵。
So not quarrelsome meaning that you're not constantly in conflict with others.
争得面红耳赤。
That you're always red faced.
这样不好。
That's not good.
在下面。
Next point.
说不贪爱钱财。
Not a lover of money.
这个什么叫做不贪爱钱财？
What does it mean to not be a lover of money?
难道我去上班是贪爱钱财吗？
So if I go to work, does that mean I'm a lover of money?
当然不是，贪爱钱财。
Of course not.
那什么叫做贪爱钱财？
So what does it mean to be a lover of money?
以钱财当作你人生的目标。
When money becomes your motivation in life.
你唯一的目标就是要赚钱。
If your only goal in life is to make money.
No. 我们为着赚更多的钱。
And for the sake of making more money,
你牺牲了家庭,
you give up your family,
你牺牲了信仰,
you sacrifice your faith.
虽然你只有赚很少的钱,
even though you make a little bit of money,
但是如果这样去做就是贪了。
But you, if you still do this, then this is being a lover of money.
所以这个很重要的一点啊，就不可贪爱钱财。
So it's very important to not become a lover of money.
当然也有的人他虽然很有钱，但是他心里根本没有贪。
Nevertheless, there are also people who are very wealthy but who do not greed for money.
我一次我看到中文报纸，我再提一次。
So I once read an article in the Chinese newspaper.
说有一个国家因为经济发达，创造很多的一千万富翁。
That there was a country who was so developed that they created many millionaires.
那会让我印象很深的下面那个小标题，他们都没有行善的观念。
And in the subnotes, it says that they have no concept of doing good, of philanthropy.
那接下去过了不多久以后。
So not long after,
这相同的中文报纸又看了一条。
The same Chinese newspaper recorded another article.
说全世界最富有的人，我想诸位大概知道是谁。
That it says, who is the most wealthy person in this world?
他捐了几百亿美金做慈善机构。
How many hundreds of millions of dollars has he given?
Billion.
Billions of dollars has he given to philanthropy?
不简单啊。
That's not easy.
所以他虽然有钱，他没有贪爱钱财啊。
So even though he is wealthy, but he is not a lover of money.
他用他的行很多的善事啊。
He has used his wealth to do so many good things.
所以这个贪爱钱财不是说赚很多的钱的人就是贪爱钱财。
So it's not to say that anyone who is wealthy is a lover of money.
我只有年薪五万，所以我不贪，我只有五万啊。
I only earn $50,000 a year, so I'm not a lover of money.
但是你睡觉都在想钱啊，你不贪吗？
But if you fall asleep thinking about money, how can you not be a lover of money?
你讲的话都是钱啊。
If every word that you speak is about money,
你衡量价值都是钱啊。
If you value everything by money,
这不是贪吗？
Aren't you being greedy?
所以贪爱钱财不在乎你赚钱的多少。
So being a lover of money has nothing to do with how much you actually make.
而是你用你的钱坐在哪个地方。
But rather, what do you do with your money?
你用什么方式来生活。
And what method do you use to live?
这个在现在这个时代需要有这种的榜样。
We need to have this example.
你很多钱。
So、
或者你收入很高。
If you have a good income,
那你行很多善事。
But you do a lot of good.
这个就是教会的榜样。
Then you are a good role model in church.
是我们需要学习的。
That's something we all need to learn.
那下面
Next,
第四节
Verse 4.
接下去开始也是不简单的。
The next item is difficult as well.
就是提到家庭。
Has to do with the family life.
以前我们听过人说我的孩子不需要教都很好。
You know, in the past, people would say, I don't have to teach my kids and they're so good.
那是农业时代。
That's back in the agrarian culture.
现在差不多没有人敢这样讲。
I don't think anyone would dare to say this today.
这个时代试探太多。
There's too many trials out there.
引诱太多。
There's too much temptation.
太多是你从信仰分心了。
There's too many things that can take you away from your faith.
所以家庭是很重要。
So maintaining your family well is very important.
那为什么要看重家庭？
So why is it important to look upon one's family?
我们看第五节的下半句。
Let's look at the latter half of verse 5.
不知道管理自己的家人，焉能照管神的教会呢？
If anyone does not know how to manage his own family, how can he take care of God's church?
因为家庭就是小的教会。
Because a family is a mini church.
所以照顾家庭才能照顾教会。
Only can you, if you can take care of a family, can you take care of a church.
所以有时候我们发现没有生孩子很好。
So sometimes we might think it's pretty good not to have kids.
特别是double income 又没有孩子最好。
Especially when you're double income, no kids.
前人收入很丰富啊。
You got lots of money.
但是如果你有孩子也不错。
But it's also good if you have kids.
为什么？这个是很宝贵的经验。
Why? Because it's such a precious experience.
不但享受天伦之乐。
And not only can you experience the joys of childhood.
而且在带领自己的家庭，就是孩子当中，你会学到很多。
But you can learn a lot when you raise a family.
那这个经验就可以用到教会里面来。
And you can use this experience in your church work.
所以接下去的要求就是家庭。
So the next requirement, the qualifications about your family.
第四节。
Verse 4.
好好管理自己的家，使儿女凡事端庄顺服。
So he must manage his own family well and see that his children obey him with proper respect.
这是相当高的标准。
This is a very high standard.
使徒行传里面有提到四个家庭。
The book of Acts speaks of four families.
第一个家庭，信主，全家信主。
The first family, the entire family came to believe.
这是一个我们努力的第一个基础。
So that is the foundation.
你如果羡慕善工，要承担重要的职分，第一个要全家信主。
So if you long for this position, a noble task, then you must have your first whole family come to believe first.
第二个，全家敬畏神。
And second, your entire family must worship together.
哥尼流的家庭。
A Cornelius' family.
全家敬畏神。
The entire family worshipped.
不简单，现在是不简单。
It's not easy today.
第三个家庭。
Third family.
腓力的家庭。Philip.
Philip's family.
全家服侍神。
The entire family served the Lord.
大大小小都很热心，在教会做事。
Young and old, everyone worked, did holy work.
第四个家庭。
Fourth family.
百基拉、亚基拉的家庭。
Priscilla and Aquila's family.
他的家里面有教会。
There's a church in their house.
家里面有教会。
There's a church inside their house.
有神的国。
God's kingdom is there.
所以这个好好管理自己的家，这是很高的目标。
So it's a very high qualification standard to be able to manage your household.
要相当的投入。
You have to put in your effort.
因此，想做监督的职分，不是骄傲，这是羡慕善功。
Hence, it's not a form of pride to long to be an overseer, but it is desiring a noble task.
有更多人有这个资格，教会是更稳定，更会发展。
A church will be even more stable and will grow more if more people long for this position.
第六节。
Verse 6.
初入教不可以做监督，恐怕他自高自大，就落在魔鬼的刑罚里。
He must not be a recent convert, or he may become conceited and fall under the same judgment as the devil.
为什么初入教会不可以做呢？因为怕他自高自大。
Why is it a recent convert can't be an overseer? It's because he may become conceited.
为什么他会自高自大？
Why would he become conceited?
因为恐怕他弄错了，以为这个头衔是地位。
Because perhaps he might misunderstand and think that this position is one of high status.
不看不清楚这个头衔所隐含那种属灵的实质跟将来所要的牺牲。
But he may not be clear about the sacrifice that this position entails.
所以就落在魔鬼的刑罚里面。
So he might fall under the same judgment as the devil.
因为得到这个职位到最后反而被魔鬼吞吃掉了。
So perhaps if the person achieves this position, he might end up being swallowed by the devil instead.
所以没有这个属灵的实质，有这个属灵的职分，有时候很危险。
So without this, without the foundation, it may be very dangerous to hold this spiritual position.
因为影响自己的得救。
It can actually impact your chances of salvation.
有时候会影响教会。
It can affect the church.
那么再看第七节。
Let's look at verse 7.
监督也必须在教会有好名声。
He must also have a good reputation with outsiders.
恐怕被人毁谤，落在魔鬼的网。
So that he may not fall into disgrace and into the devil's trap.
我们教会有一个长者离世。
Recently, we had an elder pass away.
然后有一个弟兄在青年团契写一篇文章。
So in the Holy Spirit Monthly, there's a youth who wrote an article about this.
他说他跟这个长者在互动，有一段时间互动。
So that he had a relationship with this elder.
因为这个长者以前跟有一个学校有关系。
Because this elder was involved in a school.
然后这个弟兄想要在那个学校，他想要帮忙在那个学校教书。
So this brother wanted to work at this school as a teacher.
然后这个弟兄他觉得印象非常的深，那个学校里面的那些教授老师对我们教会这个长老非常尊敬。
And it made an impression how everyone at that school had such a good impression of this elder from our church.
这个叫做在教会有好名声。
That's what it means to be of good reputation.
所以我们在教外就是代表主耶稣。
What we do outside is that we are a representative of God.
当我们的主耶稣的形象能表现出来，就是好名声。
When we take on the likeness of Christ, we will naturally have a good reputation.
这是做监督的资格。
And this is a qualification of an overseer.
那下面做执事的资格。
Next, we speak of the qualifications of a deacon.
说要端庄。
Likewise, are to be men worthy of respect.
英文翻译 worthy of respect. 所以端庄就是说值得尊敬。不一口两舌。
And sincere.
不好喝酒。
Not indulging in much wine.
这个不一口两舌英文翻译叫 sincere.就是他讲话啊，讲话是，是值得信，你可以相信的了。
Basically, to be sincere, meaning that he is trustworthy in what he says.
到最后你发现这个话就是话了，不会模棱两可。
That there's no double meaning in what the person says.
不贪不义之财。
And not pursuing dishonest gain.
所以不义之财就是说义跟利冲突的时候，请问你选择什么？
So not pursuing dishonest gain, meaning when you have benefit versus doing something dishonest, which do you choose?
我选择做义人。
Then I'd rather be righteous.
我不要这个钱。
I don't want to gain.
这就是榜样。
That's the example to set.
所以这个就是资格里面的一点。
This is one of the qualifications.
不贪不义之财。
That you do not pursue dishonest gain.
那下面我刚刚说的，存清洁的良心，固守真道的奥秘。
And then verse 9, that you must keep hold of the deep truths of the faith with a clear conscience.
第十节。
10.
这等人先受试验，没有可责之处，然后叫他们做执事。
They must first be tested, and then there is nothing against them. Let them serve as deacons.
所以要有一段时间的考验，有让他有一个表现，让大家能够看得出来。
So there must be a testing period where they can prove themselves that they are worthy of this position.
我们十三节。
Verse 13.
因为善作之事，就得到美好的地步，并且在主耶稣的真道上大有胆量。
Those who have served well gain an excellent standing and great assurance in their faith in Christ Jesus.
所以我们如果从这个目标来努力，
If we strive for this goal,
到最后就到美好的地步，
then you will gain great, excellent standing.
因此我们在学习这些资格，是要当作我们的 信仰成为一个努力的目标。
We study these qualifications so that they can be our goal in our faith.
不是要用这个标准去衡量的。
We aren't learning these qualifications so we can judge others.
是要让我们努力的一个目标。
This is a goal for us to strive for.
那在十二节到十五节。
From verse 12 through verse 15.
在讲教会是真理的柱石跟根基。
It speaks how the church is the pillar and ground of the truth.
这是重要很重要的一个教会的目的。
And this is an important reason for the church's existence.
十六节。
Verse 16.
敬虔的奥秘无人不以为然。
Beyond all question, the mystery and godliness is great.
这是奥秘。
It's a mystery.
第一个，神在肉身显现，就是主耶稣从天上下。
That he appeared in the body, Jesus Christ appeared in the body.
被圣灵称义。
Was vindicated by the Spirit.
他活了一辈子都没有犯罪。
He lived an entire lifetime without sin.
这是从圣灵来的一个力量。
It's by the power of the Spirit.
被天使看见。
Was seen by angels.
就是他复活。
He was resurrected.
那被传于外邦。
Was preached amongst nations.
这个被传于外邦就是他的福音被大家广信。
His gospel was preached by many.
这是一种奥秘。
This is a mystery.
到最后被世人信服。
Was believed in the world and was taken up in glory.
被接到荣耀里面。
Was believed on the world.
所以说后来回到天国去了。
So Jesus Christ eventually went back to heaven.
这是我们从第三章学习到教会的一个次序。
So this is the order that we can learn from studying chapter 3.
所以二章到三章在提到我们的教会需要有次序。
Chapter 2 and chapter 3 record the order that we should have in a church.
我们一起来默祷。
Let's pray in silence.
Amen.